My opinion on all of this is that we'll probably get more of the same. And I tend to like a lot of the articles that I read from Archangel Metatron through James Tiberian. And some of you would say, and maybe you're not familiar with James, is this for real? Does this guy really channel the Archangel Metatron? And, you know, I've had people on talking to different entities, angels, whatever. I've been reading the James Tiberian articles for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now, going back to 2012. And he was even talking about 2012 being the beginning and nothing to be afraid of. I do like the points that are made. Whether this is legitimate or real or not, that doesn't really matter as far as I'm concerned. There are points that are made within this article that are very good. And some of those points that I'm talking about, he refers to how we see doom and gloom, and we're almost going to bring this on ourselves because we're holding on to that vibration. And so what may happen in 2016 could be some of that. And he does look at the astral influence, planetary influence, and how it can affect us. Now, he does say that we have domain over all of it, but there are energies that are out there that can affect us. And I believe that, you know, I guess I believe that to be true now. I never was 100% sure. And now I know that we still, even though we do have, like my friend Jen, who's been on the show more than once, these things are just opportunities to maybe accomplish certain things. When you're aware of certain dates, maybe it's an opportunity, or maybe not. Maybe it makes no difference whatsoever. You can believe whatever you want. One thing I did like about the quickening, he talked about the raining and quickening, great flooding taking place all over. Well, that happens all the time. And it's part of a natural phenomenon. And he explained it as that if we didn't have these events going on, there would be one huge catastrophic event. And he's assuring us this is not going to happen. He's also assuring us that the economic collapse is not going to be as severe as I've been led to believe and many people believe. And I hope that's the case. And I think I'm going to hold on to that. So 2016 is going to bring probably a lot more of the same. But it is shifting. The part I liked also, he talked about how we really are not the ones destroying the planet. Granted, we're doing things we shouldn't be doing to it. But we really are not the ones behind what's going on. The planet is merely shifting and going to a higher vibration. And so the thing I don't like about the global warming activists is that they want to start taxing the public more and making it more difficult for the public to survive. We had people in this part of Upper Michigan that were going to start a company that would sell solar equipment. Well, it got to be so high because the government got involved that the taxing of it, the company went out of business because they couldn't afford to go through all the red tape and pay the taxes and all that, and people weren't going to buy their product. And it's almost like somebody is trying to squeeze them out so they can make a buck. And when you look at, somebody was recently telling me about this, how come nobody talks about agriculture? My son was telling me this, actually. And, you know, the biggest contribution to what's going on the planet is agriculture. And yet if people try to talk about that, they get squashed. No, it's all the stuff that man's doing to the planet. Well, now we're hearing from Archangel Metatron that it's none of the above. It's not even agriculture. It's none of that stuff. The Earth is going through a change, and it does that all the time. And we are... we're part of that. We're here to witness that. We're here to help bring forward. So what can we do to make this better in 2016? What is we as beings who are well aware? What's the one thing we can do? We can hold the space, as some of my friends would always say. Hold the space with love. And so while everything may be chaotic and what we watch on TV with the news and the elections and all this other garbage, they want you to be like that. They want you to be all messed up and worked up about things. And the best thing you can do is step away from it and realize that there's two sides to every story. So regardless of what you're seeing about a certain event, how come both sides are not being presented? Even something that seems extremely obvious, there's usually an agenda to get people riled up. Just knowing that from being in the media, I'm well aware of this, how things work. Now, we don't do it here at the level I'm at, but I have friends who've worked other places, and I know how this operates, and it's meant to get you all riled up and motivated and wanting you to react. So are you going to choose to buy into that? Or are you going to try to hang on to love and joy and peace? Those three things. When you fill your heart with love, I think you're filling it up with God, the light of God, the source energy. And so this joy, this incredible warm feeling that you have, you know, I can't describe it, but I've seen it twice in my life. I witnessed it from both my parents. And maybe that's why they came back to show me that, because maybe they knew someday I'd have a show and I would talk about it. But my father in 1996, my mom in 2011, this wave of love was the same with both of them, and it was a love that went through me. I've had this happen to me three times in my life, and it went right through me, and it was so powerful. I knew that it was coming from the highest place, and I knew that's what we are. And if you can find that joy, whatever it is that gives you that great joy, whether it's your children, whether it's being outside, whether it's just music, whatever it is that lifts you to that point, and hold that joy for as long as you can. And just think about the world and the universe and try to expand it outward. And that's how we make a difference, I believe, by holding the light and the love, because that's what the light is. To me, it's just pure joy and love. And we're always being challenged because we're living in duality, and duality doesn't want to change. So some people are upset with what's going on here. A lot of light bringers I talk to, well, I don't like all this. But then you're kind of feeding into it, aren't you? By being that way, the best thing you can do is hold love and joy and just live like that as much as you can every day. And then you're contributing to the greater consciousness. And if other people are doing the same, you know, people say, well, we all need to get together and do this. We're never going to get together and do all of it. Everybody's going to have their own thing. Everybody's got their own opinion on how they should do it. But if we all just hold love in our heart, and we all know how to do that, I think most of us do, and hang on to that as much as possible, or just even a little bit every day, does that open up the door for the world to become a better place and this process to move forward? This process is going to move forward regardless. I agree with Archangel Metatron. We have made a choice to ascend. And so had we not, according to Archangel Metatron, and when he quotes 1987 as one of the dates when this first wave came through, that is so true, because I've heard it from so many different people. That was the first date of Great Awakening, 1987. And so there's been other ones since then. 2001 was another big time, and we've seen it in 2012 and this past year. So I know that, in my opinion, it is very true what's going on, and the harmonic conversion took place in 1987, and there were just so many people that were lifted and a great awakening. I know I started to awaken more as a being in my 20s in 1987, around that time period. I really awoke actually somewhere in the middle 80s. Things just started making sense to me, and I stopped looking at things from a sense of most people, and then I started to explore other teachings. And then by the late 80s, it became so much more clear. Now, there was really nobody to go to at the time because we didn't have the internet. Psychics weren't parading around all over the place, metaphysical people, all these things. But now we have so much of it. I wonder sometimes even if it's too much, because people sometimes fall in love with the person that's doing the teaching, and they really need to fall in love with the teaching to have faith in the teaching, not in the person doing the teaching. I think that's why Jesus left, because he knew people were going to worship him and not his message. So if you want to make a difference in 2016, if you're worried about what's going to happen, keep a little bit of an eye open to what's going on. There's nothing wrong with that. Be aware, because maybe some things are going on near you. But don't put too much stock into anything. It doesn't hurt to prepare and all those things. People are getting more and more into the being able to handle things for themselves. I agree with that. But don't be afraid. He talks about fear, and it is so true. It really controls and magnifies and makes things worse. So what's the worst thing that could happen? I could perish tomorrow. So what? You know, I'll be in spirit. I'll be able to do whatever I want. If we can hang on to that thought and then just hold the love And I know how to do it in a heartbeat. I just think of things that make me truly happy, the people that do, just the moments, that pure joy I felt from both my parents knowing that they're on the other side. And they've come and assisted me more than once. Many, many times they've been around me. They've told me things. So we are all, every one of us are capable of seeing and feeling those things. And I think as time gets closer, we will get to see more and more of that. And just keep the faith and hold it in your heart is my message for 2016. Thank you for listening. And if you have something you want to say, or if you'd like to be a guest, maybe there's something you want to get off your chest. I'd love to hear about it. So feel free to contact me. Blessings to you. Love, joy, and peace.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.